Indiana has the most polluted rivers and streams of any state. That's according to a new report by the Environmental Integrity Project. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel says it shows that after 50 years of the Clean Water Act, we still have a long way to go to protect our waterways.
Indiana has the most miles of rivers and streams that are deemed too polluted to swim in. Eric Schaefer is the executive director of the Environmental Integrity Project. He says the main culprit is the manure running off of large animal farms called concentrated animal feeding operations, a type of pollution the Clean Water Act wasn't designed to handle.
The law is oriented toward dealing with discharges that come out of pipes that you can see and measure. And that's not typically what you get.
Though there are many large livestock farmers in the state, most of the animals are raised under a contract for just a few major companies, like Tyson and JBS. Schaefer says those corporations should be held responsible for the problem and regulated like any other industry. Indiana has monitored more of its rivers and streams in the past decade than many other states, which suggests they could have more polluted waterways than what the data shows. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The report also says that almost all of Indiana's lakes and reservoirs are unfit for drinking water, putting more pressure on the state's water utilities to remove harmful bacteria like E. coli.